Blog Talk Radio.
Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me on the broadcast today. Today is Monday, November 2nd, 2020. We are less than 24 hours away from one of the most important elections of our lifetime. And so I cannot say enough to you how important it is to get out and vote. But speaking of voting, today on the broadcast, I want to talk about a very critical, important topic. And it's about Joe Biden, the vice president, that is the former vice president and a Democratic candidate running for president. I could talk about a lot of things about Joe Biden that I firmly and fervently disagree with, but I have chosen two particular topics today to talk with you about why Joe Biden is the most dangerous candidate in the world. Tomorrow's election is really an election between capitalism versus socialism. But this morning, I want to talk to you, and in particular to some of my Iranian-American friends that hate Trump and are more willing to vote for Joe Biden just out of their hatred for President Donald J. Trump. And I want to talk to you and to them about why you need to listen for the next 20 minutes and make up your own mind, but listen to the reasons why it is critical to make the right choice, because what Joe Biden stands for politically will absolutely revolutionize this country. We will go from prosperity to depression. But this morning, I want to zero in on two major aspects that I think are vitally important to the health of our country, and that is Joe Biden's stand on Islam and foreign policy. I want you to hear what Joe Biden said a while ago, a few months ago, about Islam. Let's listen.
I can't thank you enough for all you've done so far, and that's thank you for taking the time for watching today. Look, one of the things I think is important, I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith. I wish we talked about all the great confessional faiths. It's one of the great confessional faiths. And what people don't realize is one of my avocation is theology, don't realize is that we all come from the same root here in terms of our fundamental basic beliefs. And I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity, for being engaged, for committing to action this November. You're doing what's that's never been done before. You're registering and turning out 1 million Muslim voters this November. It matters. Your voice is your vote. Your vote is your voice. Muslim Americans' voices matter to our communities, to our country, and but we all know that your voice hasn't always gotten recognized or represented and or the recognition it deserves. And that's your right as a citizen.
Joe Biden, as president, would push for an Islamic agenda in our public schools. And you all know that the so-called separation of church and state, which is another subject, but you understand that Christians are forbidden in most cases to even bring their Bibles to school in the classroom, to even pray at graduation, and so on and so forth. So how can Joe Biden make this statement? What is his agenda? Why is this so important to Joe Biden that we teach more of the Islamic faith in school when Christians, for the most part, are banned from doing any such thing? Well, let me ask you a few questions in light of what Joe Biden has just declared. A few days ago, a French teacher was beheaded for showing a caricature of Prophet Muhammad in his class. Now, just a few days ago, three more innocent people were killed in a knife attack at a church in Nice, France. A woman was beheaded, and the other two were murdered. All these terrorist attacks started with a controversial cartoon displaying caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. This is the true face of Islam. Islam is the religion of terrorists. The supreme leader of Iran, which is really the godfather of ISIS, the criminal Khamenei and his followers are really the main source of exporting this dangerous ideology and terrorism into other countries. Do you still think Islam is the religion of peace and they should take advantage of religious freedom in our country, build more mosques, brainwash our children, and spread their ideology? Do you still think you can normalize the behavior of these terrorists, invite them into your country, and expect them to respect freedom of speech and religious freedom? European leaders, do you still think you should stand with and support the ISIS Islamic regime in Iran for your own benefits, ignore the human rights violations, and murder the thousands of Iranian people and make a deal with the criminal leaders in Iran? Do you still think you should empower and support activists such as Linda Sarsour and politicians like Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib, who mock your values and true leaders, try to influence policy development and introduce the Islamic faith? Do you still think you should support and vote for a candidate, namely Joe Biden, who stands for the Muslim faith and wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith? Really? Well, let me go into more detail about Joe Biden's reasons for this. He promised a while ago that Muslim Americans would serve at every level of his administration. In a video message to civil rights organizations of Muslim advocates, Biden repeated his pledge to repeal the Trump administration's travel ban on his first day in office. The former vice president added, quote, that he would push for legislation to fight a rise in hate crimes in the United States, and that was according to many media outlets. As a president, Joe says, I'll work with you to rip the poison of hate from our society, honor your contributions, and seek your ideas. Biden said this in various video addresses. My administration will look like America, Muslim Americans serving at every level. And Biden called on his audience to get everyone you know to vote, friends, family, and colleagues, the whole community. We can't let anyone, he says, think their voices don't count because the American people decide this election and define our future. The American people, you. Earlier that week, a former Biden opponent hosted a virtual event featuring Muslim American officials urging the need for a historic turnout from their communities. We are going to go in masses to the voting booth, and I'm calling on our Muslims across the country to know that we have to take up the man who birthed the Muslim ban. Palestinian American Congresswoman Rashid Tlaib said at an event hosted by Senator Bernie Sanders. Back in August, Biden released a policy plan that directed at American Arabs that encompasses a wide range of domestic and foreign policy pledges to win the community's support. The plan had a strong focus on civil and human rights, promising to combat discrimination and restore the country's values as a nation of immigrants. Anti-Arab bigotry has been used in attempts to exclude, silence, and marginalize an entire community, and Biden believes it must be rejected wherever it surfaces. Now, his first pledge has included the immediate rescindment of the so-called Muslim ban and the immoral family separation policy. By the way, who built the cages before Trump became president? Who separated the families? You guessed it, Barack Obama. So a key emphasis of Biden's plan is excluding or including combating discrimination experienced by Arab Americans. Another key pledge included protecting the right to free speech, including criticism of Israel so they can continue to criticize the Jewish people. I hope that you've listened carefully to what I said. Do you remember the French teacher who was beheaded? Do you remember the Christians in Nice, France, who were stabbed and killed? Do you still think that you should vote for a man who wants to teach Islam in our public schools? Not just the history, probably the doctrinal beliefs too. He has assembled before himself a multitude of support from Ilhan Omar, Rashid Tlaib, and other in the Muslim American communities. There is a determined agenda and push for Joe Biden to introduce this terrorist religion into our public schools. I want you to think about just recently these terrorist attacks in France and ask yourself the all-important question: do you still think you should support and vote for a candidate who stands for the Muslim faith and wish we taught more in our schools about Islam? Now, I want to go on to the second point of our program this morning. You understand that Barack Obama and Joe Biden, during their administration, exported billions of dollars to the mullahs in Iran during the so-called nuclear deal. And of course, rightly so, President Trump tore up that deal and has been doing very concentrated hard work to punishing this regime in order for the human rights of many Iranians to start to be recognized. He is a voice for the Iranian people, and I believe in what President Trump is doing by tearing up this deal. But guess who wants to re-implement every facet of that deal? Well, you guessed it, candidate Joe Biden. And recently, not too long ago, NIAC. Well, wait a minute. Who in the world is NIAC? Well, they're the North National Iranian American Council in Washington. And NIAC has been a voice for the Iranian government in Iran for so long, and every one of my Iranian friends know this, how they work in concert together to promote what's happening in Iran. They are working for the Iranian government. They claim to be working for Iranian Americans here, but that is completely – well, in a statement a few months ago, NIAC, the National Iranian American Council, said, "Our members have spoken. By a margin of 85%, NIAC action members have voted to endorse Joe Biden for president. They claim they have never endorsed a presidential election before or any candidate. They've instead claimed to focus on efforts on congressional races and Iranian-American candidates. But this year, they claim that the stakes are too high and the differences at the top of the ballot are too stark for the largest grassroots Iranian-American organization not to take sides." Do you understand what's going on here? To many of my Iranian-American friends, they know about NIAC. They know that they are secretly a lobby for the Islamic Republic of Iran. They know what's going on. But then there are those Iranian-Americans who have such contempt for President Trump that they will go and vote for Joe Biden. But now, wait a minute. Do they really have the conscience to vote for a candidate who's working with NIAC, and NIAC themselves are very, very corrupt? Well, I want you to hear a bit from a blog from the American Thinker, written back in August by Sam Faddis. And he has this to say about Joe Biden and the National Iranian American Council, which is NIAC. And it operates, he says, in the open and with astonishing audacity in pushing the agenda of Iran's radical theocracy, Sam writes. During the months preceding the signing of the Iran nuclear deal, representatives of the NIAC made a total of 33 visits to the Obama White House to discuss the topic. During that time frame, Sahar Nazarabi, a former member of NIAC, served as the Iran director for President Obama's National Security Council. Now, he asked the question, if you ever wondered why the deal seemed almost as if it had been written by the Iranians themselves, in large measure it was. NIAC loves the new draft Democratic Party platform. In fact, only days ago, it sent a letter to the Democratic National Committee applauding the party's call for a return to the Iran deal and an end to the Muslim ban. Did you hear that? This is what's happening before our eyes. Not only is Joe Biden very committed to teaching Islam in school, that's what he says. You heard it. His words can't be taken out of context. He made that pledge. He has organized many Muslim Americans, and he's pledged to do what President Trump did. He's pledged to undo the Muslim ban. And he also is aligned with the Iranian lobby, which is working in concert with the mullahs in Iran. Can you believe this? This is why this program exists. I am begging you and pleading with you for the future of our country, especially if you're an Iranian American, for the future of your country in Iran and your family that might be suffering under this dictatorship. Please do not vote for a man who has been endorsed by NIAC, which would do everything they can to undo what President Trump has done with this nuclear deal, and they would work together in concert to make sure that the mullahs continue to receive a cash flow to finance their terrorism. This is that important. You have to recognize what is going on. The Democratic Party is the party of death. They are a party that believes in the killing of the unborn even after they're born. They're a party that is wanting to do away with the oil industry, to ban fracking, to destroy our economy, to implement the Green Deal, to stop our gun rights, to limit our free speech, to change capitalism into socialism. And what Joe Biden stands for is absolutely antithetical to everything our Constitution stands for. Why does this man have so much popularity? Because so many people hate Trump and so many people are deceived into his thinking. So many uneducated voters. And so this program is fully documented. You can look up everything I've said, and I am pleading with you, for the sake of the health and the future of our country, to not let this man become president. You and I have the power of vote. We have a government of the people, by the people, for the people. This is our opportunity to change the future through our voting. The greatest privilege that we have is the freedom of speech, the freedom to vote. And I'm just pleading with you to make a conscious, good decision on who you will vote, because your vote could change the destiny of our nation. We have a great country. It has many flaws, but it is the greatest country in the world. And I want you to hear a song that tells all about it. This is Neil Diamond and America on the Cross in the Desert. Great patriotic music from Neil Diamond. I want you to hear from our former president, Ronald Reagan, about the seriousness of our situation. He said in one of his greatest speeches, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children that it was once what it was once like in the United States, where men were free. Freedom is never more than one generation from extinction. And in his State of the Union address, President Donald Trump said, "Tonight we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country. Here in the United States, we are alarmed by new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free." These are the words of President Trump. I want you to think about what former President Reagan declared about freedom. I want you to remember what President Donald Trump said in his State of the Union address, how we would never become a socialist country. But if you cast your vote for Joe Biden out of anger and hatred for Donald Trump, then you are voting for the destruction, the despair, and the socialization of our nation. Now you have the freedom to vote. I cannot tell you who to vote for, but I can warn you of the consequences of your voting and what it means. Your vote can determine the course of this nation. And to my Iranian American friends, you are here because you have found in America you can realize your hopes and dreams. You might have family back in Iran. A vote for Joe Biden not only means Islam taught in our schools, but it means empowering financially the mullahs of Iran, who will do nothing but spread their terrorism and continue to oppress your family members. You are here because you have found freedom and hope. And I am pleading with you, don't use the power of your citizenship to vote for a man that will destroy your family and friends through his policies of appeasement to the mullahs in Iran. He must be opposed. His agenda must be stopped. But what I can tell you is you have the right to vote to any candidate of your choice. I hope that somehow this morning I have educated you. Go out and vote on November 3rd, and we will talk about it on this Thursday on the next Cross in the Desert. God bless you. Go and vote, and I will see you again on Thursday.